I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Friday, September 17th, 2010. U.S. forces in Iraq were part of a firefight in the city of Fallujah on Thursday. At least six Iraqis were killed. Even though President Obama declared the end of combat missions, the history of the Iraq War is still being written. And it's being written every day on Wikipedia. The Iraq War entry on that site is massive, thousands of edits over the years. Still, the only thing most people see is the most recent version. James Bridle is a writer, editor, and publisher in London. He has gathered together all the Wikipedia material related to the Iraq War from 2004 to 2009, and he's made a 12-volume set of hardbound books. I asked him why.
It's more about looking at some ideas of our concept of history. William Gibson, the author, gave a talk recently where he talked about what young people's conception of history was starting to become. He reckoned that if you were 15 now, you lived in a kind of endless digital now, this sort of state of atemporality, which is enabled by this increasingly efficient and distributed and communal prosthetic memory we've developed. And I find that incredibly interesting, but also slightly worrying because we see the whole of history as sort of starting to flatten out, when actually there's a much more stronger and interesting view of history, that it is a continual ongoing process. And so I was looking for something that would visualize that idea of history, that history is not a fixed series of discrete events, and that we can make some kind of final account of them and read a definite answer to what happened.
What did you see in the evolution of the entry on the Iraq War?
The main changes to the article itself over time are really arguments over what appear now to be quite trivial things, what statistics we include, what arguments, what particular events we choose to include in the grand narrative over time. And you do see various things dropping out. You see, you know, something that happened in 2005 and that was considered very important, whether that was a particular bombing or a particular military operation or a political event or a character who kind of enters the story and leaves again. And for a while, they're seen as very important to the story. And then over the distance of time, their individual story or that individual event fades from the memory again and is kind of removed from the narrative. And my point is more that we actually have the capacity now to store everything and make all this stuff available for historians in the future, but also to emphasize that process, because more important than remembering all these individual facts, which are far too vast for any individual to remember, is more that we could use these technologies to better understand and explicate to people the process of history itself.
I understand that there were points along the way in the course of these 10,000 edits where people went a little nuclear and kind of tried to eliminate the whole history in some pretty radical ways.
Yeah, there's a lot of vandalism on Wikipedia as a whole, and I think that article obviously has been quite a target for it. So yes, there's occasional bits where someone just wipes the whole article and writes, Saddam Hussein is a head, and many, many other things that I'm definitely not going to say on the radio. This vandalism happens frequently, and it's reverted fairly quickly. You know, the people who are really serious about editing Wikipedia keep an eye out for that stuff, and they change it back fairly quickly. But I love the fact that those voices are in there as well. You know, those are, by and large, the voices of the readers and the receivers of this history, just as much as the more hardcore editors who take a very factual approach to it.
James Bridle only made one set of these books. He hopes to publish more copies or move on to another Wikipedia category. Another story we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. How'd you like to get 102.5 miles per gallon on your car? The Edison 2 has won the Progressive Automotive X Prize. It was a 2.5-year competition for a production-ready car that could get over 100 miles per gallon. And it got 102.5. The video game Halo Reach made $200 million in its first day of release this week. That's more than any Hollywood film this year has made in its first 3 days. Anders Wright is a game and film writer in San Diego.
I had to drop off my kid at school first, of course, and then I went straight to the store, bought it, came home, and sat down in front of the TV.
And what happens in the game?
You play as a Spartan, which is sort of a futuristic super soldier type, and you're on a team that is basically trying to defend the planet Reach from the Covenant, who are the longtime bad guys in Halo.
But by the end, the planet falls and is overrun by the bad guys.
I haven't gotten to the end.
Sorry.
Let's not spoil it.
Sorry. Anders Wright in San Diego. Thanks.
Thank you, John.
You can find us on Twitter. We're @FutureTenseAPM. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.